Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be here with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. We got news. We got Joseph Meyer coming up. The stock market rallied miraculously. I mean, you got all this data and just, boof. Just, it's like a...
Took off like a rocket.
This is an amazing magic trick.
It is.
Amazing. We're going to ask Joseph about it, among other things. Gold is at a 7-year high.
Mm-hmm.
Very important, 7-year high. And then Cass Ingram. Cass is going to... It hasn't been that long since we've had Cass on. Why are we bringing back so soon? Of course, virus everywhere. There's virus.
Mm-hmm.
Cass Ingram has conducted a study of the oregano-resp on the virus. And he's going to talk about the results of the study and some doctors, other people, they need to look at this. Is this a cure? We'll talk about his research and what have you. Also his research about the mask. So two important things we're going to talk about. I think we're going to do it on Skype also, so we can put it up on YouTube so we can see the video. We're trying to do a little more video. It's important. Yesterday, Richard Mack, that video is being edited and going to be put up. It's very important that you take that video if you have the capacity to. We'll email it to you. We'll put it up on our YouTube channel, The Power Hour Radio Show on YouTube. And please subscribe, then you can see these things. It, to share that video with Richard Mack. The solution, we're not cleaning up Washington. I mean, unless, you know, I don't want to say never, but...
Unless a meteor hits it.
Yeah, unless a meteor hits it. Washington's not getting cleaned up. Local level, that's where your power, that's where you could do something. This is a simple way. Richard Mack is at the heart of this. It talked a very important Supreme Court case he was involved in about the Brady Bill, about the power of the sheriff, and what you can do on a local level. And we need everybody to know this and understand this as soon as possible. This is like an uppercut. This is like a Mike Tyson uppercut to Spinks.
Yeah, that was a great interview yesterday.
Yeah, it was good. What stood out to you about it? Is there something?
Let's see. That story about when that guy called up and said, no, we don't want to do it that way. We don't want to do it this way. Remember him calling up saying he'll go arrest the
Tom in Florida.
Tom in Florida, and he says, "No, we don't want to do it that way. We want to."
One thing I regret not bringing up with him is, you know, we argue about who our enemy is and whatever. It's irrelevant. Our enemy is anybody who violates the Bill of Rights.
Right.
That's our enemy in government. And then by having power and bulkheads of constitutionality in county level. What else do you need?
Nothing.
I mean, not.
And with the people behind you, you got it.
You got it. So we're going to do news and then those two people and get those videos out. Very important. And Sheriff Mack, never more important. We're also going to get those little books of his Supreme Court case.
Yeah, I'd like to have one of those.
The Victory for State Sovereignty. That's the name of the little pamphlet, and it talks about his case. I mean, you can't even believe the quotes. If you didn't listen to the show yesterday, here's a quote from Scalia, who wrote the decision. But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. It divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government precisely so that we may resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location as an expedient solution to the crisis of the day. That was 25 years ago.
That's 25 years ago.
The crisis of the day is here.
It's perfect for today.
The crisis of the day is here, and they use that as an excuse to push aside the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Let's get to the news.
Huge scandal in Oregon. Oregon changes hundreds of Republican ballots to nonpartisan, denying GOP voters the right to participate in the primary. Oregon, went to total mail-in ballots.
Because of the quote-unquote virus.
Because of the virus.
So now they can change it.
Now they can change, and people all over the state are finding that they were Republicans, and now they're not Republicans anymore.
So then they couldn't vote.
Well, they don't have time to change. You know, you got to go through jump through hoops to get a change. You just can't talk on the telephone. Well, anyway, a lot of them won't be able to participate in the primary coming at the end of the month.
Next story.
Trump says he's taken a malaria drug to protect against virus. President Trump says Monday that he is
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Trump told reporter that he has been taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc supplements for about
a week.
And zinc. He's almost there.
And he's in vitamin D now.
Yes.
And oregano. If he had some oregano and vitamin D.
He needs a couple more.
Selenium, he would be on the way. Vitamin D, he'd be on the way.
Yeah. Trump spends a week pushing the drug as potential cure for the Corona 19. Well, as soon as he was done with that, boy, did they attack him on the radio and on Fox. Neil Cavuto came on and...
What does that tell you? Let's just stop. What does that tell you?
Yeah. He's not... Trump's on to something. That's what it tells me.
Well, it tells me that all the forces are aligned in a hell-bent way that they want vaccine.
And he came out with...
That they want vaccine. See, to me, it's not even about the hydroxychloroquine, although that's part of it.
Right.
The more important issue is... They want that vaccine.
Boy, they sure
so
do.
Bad.
They can taste it.
Now this, go ahead.
He came out with vitriol in his thing, saying, "I got
Cavuto.
Cavuto, I got this study from the Veterans Administration. It says hydroxychloroquine does absolutely nothing.
It's harmful.
It's harmful.
It's been around 70 years.
70 years. And
people,
then after he gets done trashing Trump, he has this doctor come on and trashing hydrocortisone or whatever that stuff is. So yeah, it was an all out assault in the afternoon. Did not like it.
You talked about we just talked about vaccines. It's important. I want you to listen to this. And, well, let me read the story first.
All right.
Warp speed, the push for a coronavirus vaccine. The U.S. White House has appointed a coronavirus vaccine czar from Big Pharma to oversee something dubbed Operation Warp Speed. Okay? We know that. We were panicked when we heard this. I waited. We reported yesterday. Trump has clarified. He said, well, that's you can take it or not take
it. Yeah, take it or not take it.
That's not what they want.
No, that's not what the powers that be want. Absolutely
well,
not.
Well, the powers that want to be want.
Yeah.
Here is another Washington Examiner. Power to plunge a needle into your arm, Dershowitz. You know, your buddy Alan Dershowitz.
Whew.
Let me get this. Yeah, this is from Activist Post.
Clearly, you have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated.
Whoa. Okay, did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I did. He's totally wrong. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, this is very important. I'm going to make a very important point until we continue. He said, you have no constitutional. What have I been telling you over and over? Why have I been making, when people come on here and I make a point of this? Ladies and gentlemen, you have no constitutional rights.
Bingo.
And this is the mind game that they're playing with you here. You have no constitutional right to do. He's right. We have no constitutional rights, period. He can say anything.
Right.
You know, so then use this language. You have to understand this. The Constitution does not do anything to you.
Yeah.
It does it, at least designed by our founders, it does to the government.
Yep. Puts chains around.
Let's continue to listen here.
You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm.
Really?
If the vaccination
Where is that in the Constitution?
Is to prevent, if the vaccination
Ooh, that's a good
is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States Supreme Court.
Okay.
That might be true under the corporate constitution, but not under the de jure.
This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. One, he says, you have no constitutional right to spread the virus. Okay, again, what do we have? The Bill of Rights. What does the Bill of Rights say? You have the Fourth Amendment. You have a right to be secure in your persons, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures. No warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause. An oath. They have to take an oath. For you to say that you are a threat or you are assaulting, the interview with Richard Mack yesterday, very important, goes over this. If you maliciously are trying to harm people by inflicting virus or trying to infect them, people with something, doesn't matter, coronavirus, doesn't matter what it is, AIDS, you know, we've seen cases with AIDS or HIV with this. That is called assault.
Right.
If you are living your life and being reasonably responsible in your own going about your life, then what would give them probable cause to arrest you and stop you?
Nothing.
Nothing. See what he said. See how they twisted this. You have no constitutional right to do this. Therefore, ergo, the government has the right to do it to you. See, that's what they're saying. Where's the Bill of Rights on this? This is. I knew he is a snake. He is a piece of filth.
Yeah.
Constitutionally.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, you're going to hear so much drama and so this. Mark my words. I told you about the toilet paper. I've told you now about the beef. I'm telling you about this.
Yeah.
You will hear this vaccine conversation till you are sick of it on corporate media.
Just check his bank account.
And you will. They will come across with these arguments here.
Mm-hmm.
Jacobson versus Massachusetts from 1905, I believe. You can check that is the case that they're going to rely on, that there's a utilitarian argument that the government can basically make you do something for your greater good. It's flawed. It's whatever. It is a Supreme Court case, and that's where they're going to get their power. They combine it with this saying, and notice his logic. Well, you have a right to refuse a vaccine against something you might get, but not to infect others against an infectious disease. Well, what disease is not infectious?
Yeah.
Measles is infectious. A cold is infectious. Mm-hmm. I mean, what disease or whatever is not infectious? Autism? I guess autism is not infectious. What else is not infectious? Down syndrome?
Yeah.
I guess Down syndrome is not infectious.
Yeah.
So you can refuse a vaccine for Down syndrome because that's not infectious. You see his logic? This is the battle. This is the battle and the argument, and this is America. Are we endowed by God with the individual sovereignty to decide for ourselves, or are we not? Is the Declaration of Independence the law, or is it not? And all these things look fine for the last 50, 60, 70 years, and you can wash these away and argue them away, and you can kind of put it to side and just watch football and drink beer on the couch, as America has done. You can do that. And you can say, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. What's the big deal?
It's going to be a big deal.
I'm living my life, blah, blah, blah. Now the rubber's meeting the road. It started the situation with Clive and Bundy. I can't even tell you how much I respect Cliven and what his family has done and what they did and how important I think that event was, because that was Americans organically standing up and say, we don't care what you think. You are not doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
The situation in Virginia was probably even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it came second, but Cliven marked an era
mm-hmm.
in America.
Yeah.
The situation with the sheriffs in Virginia was monumental. Was monumental.
Yeah.
Where not only it wasn't a government executive order, it wasn't a governor executive order like we're seeing with some of this COVID stuff, it was the legislature. The law, we create a law,
yep.
We create a statute. We said, we are going to take your guns and we are going to do this and we're going to come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriffs said, no.
You ain't doing it.
You ain't doing it. And notice something very important, and you're seeing this in the discussion. Richard Mack brought this up yesterday. I think it was in Oregon or Washington. I think it was Washington, where the governor in Washington, the sheriff said, we're not enforcing some of these in some of the counties in Washington. And the governor, he didn't say, well, I'm coming down there with the police and arresting you. I'm coming down there in the National Guard and arresting you.
Right.
He didn't say that. You are fired. He didn't say any of those things.
Right. He can't fire him.
He said, well, you should resign if you feel that way.
Right.
Basically was saying, please resign. He was trying to paint them with illegitimacy.
Yeah.
That these words are so important, how they do things and their confidence, their cocksuredness, and how that they, oh, these are protesters. Like, they have legitimacy. They're illegitimate. That's what I have begged you to understand. I've begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, because now it's all coming to a head. In Virginia, they said no. And most of the sheriffs got together. It was sparked by a couple of sheriffs, trained by Richard Mack about their authority. The Supreme Court, in this little pamphlet that we have here, The Victory for State Sovereignty, we want you to get it over at the Power Mall with an order. Ask about it. We're going to get a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You need to read this. I think you need to read it. Please read it. And then please share it with somebody, particularly a police officer or a sheriff would
sheriff
be ideal.
Would be,
find the
yeah.
sheriff. If you can get through to a sheriff, get me on the phone with them. Get me on the phone with any sheriff you can find in this country. Get me on the phone with him, and I'll make an introduction and try to pull him and try to get him on the phone with Richard Mack and have a call or whatever. We're going to do this, because you're seeing where the rubber meets the road on those guns. The sheriff said no. No. It's unconstitutional. Why is it unconstitutional? Because the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Necessary for a free and secure people, or secure, mm-hmm. whatever it says. Okay? They said no. It's against that. It's against the law. What does that make it? It makes it null and void. And so the argument there is, can the government, by executive order, decree things for you to do against the Bill of Rights, or is the Bill of Rights law? We are hanging by a thread on this, because we've had the generations after generations here for 100 years, well, not quite 100 years, where this ethic has been drummed out of us.
Yeah.
So at least a lifetime, about a lifetime. My grandfather was probably the last generation where they actually taught that in school, probably, of any account.
I wasn't taught like he was.
No.
Our rights come from God. I wasn't.
The story, my grandfather, I've told it many times, I'm going to tell it many more. My grandfather asked me when I was little, what makes America different? In America, our rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away. And then he said, and they taught me that in school.
Yeah, they didn't teach us that in school.
He was born in the early 20s. He lived in New Jersey. This isn't a bastion of conservatism.
Nope.
So that's a lifetime ago.
That is.
He's gone now. So it's about 100 years ago. Alan Dershowitz is telling you that the government has the right, because you don't have a right. Notice how this whole script has been flipped, which no longer your rights come from God. It's you're questioning in the context of government, that your rights are being questioned in the context of government, that you have no constitutional right, that this is Constitution of the United States, that the United States has granted these things instead of a Constitution for the United States that has been instituted by the people. This is the mantra. This is the mindset. This is everything. And if you think that we're talking about this a lot, as time goes on, just wait how much.
Just wait how important it is. When you see guys watching football get their doors kicked down, we're here to give you a vaccine, whether you want it or not.
Okay, in Oregon, the case, the salon owner, yesterday, big story.
Mm-hmm.
The salon owner who opened early, do you know who came to her house?
No.
CPS.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
CPS came to her house,
yes.
And now, why she let them in or why she talked to them, I have no idea.
Do not
talk to these people. They are not your friend.
Exactly.
They do not work for you. They do not work for the Constitution. They interviewed her child without her being there. Why she let that, I have no idea.
She didn't know her rights. She didn't know her rights.
There you go. She didn't know her rights.
Yep. You don't have to talk to these people.
Alan Dershowitz is telling you that if the state says you need a vaccine, that they have the authority to take you to a doctor and plunge a needle into your arm. That's his exact words. That's what he's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You will see this conversation, I promise you, on corporate media like crazy as they get closer to a vaccine.
They're going to make him the poster boy.
Well, I don't know if they are. Is going to be him or somebody. I don't know that. But this conversation is going to be. Well, they think he has legitimacy.
He's high profile. I think they're going to make him the poster boy. Yeah, absolutely.
He's a good candidate.
He's
got baggage because he went to Lolita Island.
A whole bunch of times and said he did not partake.
He got massaged by his old Russian woman. What was her name?
Yeah.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Goldie was behind
her. Yeah, right? Candy?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure, Alan. Sure.
Yeah.
So he
might be a little bit compromised.
Ladies and gentlemen, what else is there? Your rights endowed to you by God. What else is there? And you call yourself a Christian, I assume most of our audience is, or at least Christian principles. You believe in the Bible. What are we to do? How are we to reconcile this? Everyone who is listening needs to at least please understand these arguments and in the context of these things, and also be ready to defend and be ready. I'm about to see some of my in-laws. Let one of my in-laws say some stupid nonsense about mandatory vaccines. I don't care anymore. We are here.
Yeah, the rubber meets the road. It's coming.
Just let one of them say some stupid nonsense about. Well, they need to force you. I want them. Just let them. I may get disowned from the family soon. We'll see.
You might be coming back early.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Joseph Meyer and much more.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Kessinger is going to be here in a little bit. Groundbreaking study, very important information he's going to have about his study with oregano and regaresp when it relates to COVID and coronavirus.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is very big news. Anyway, it's at the Power Mall. Oregano, regaresp, Purely C, Black Seed Oil, Bone Active, Orega Spray that you can, you know, instead of having, God only knows what those people at Walmart are putting on those shopping carts.
That's right.
Every time I see that, I cringe. Uh-huh. I want to get a paper towel and they got those creepy masks on.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Are they robbing a bank or are they working at Walmart? I mean, which is it?
Yeah, supposedly the thefts have been up because the people with the...
Well, they got the perfect cover now.
Yeah, they're allowed to, so they can't tell who it is.
Collagen Power Plus, Chaga Max. Also, at the Power Mall, ask for a pocket constitution. We're going to get these things from Sheriff Mack, too. These the Victory for State Sovereignty. Sheriff Mack, I don't know what you'd call it, pocket, it's very important. Anyway, just ask for the Sheriff Mack pocket little book.
There you go.
Booklet.
Explained very well.
Yeah, that was clear. That was clear, wasn't it? Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals. You know how much I feel about that. I love Truot's products. The Tranquil, the new Tranquil. I have not tried it, but I would like to hear your reports on this. Tranquil, anxiety. A lot of people have depression and it manifests in anxiety. Vitamin D, of course, Astaxanthin Essential Digestive Plus, Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex, Vitamin B, Iron Earth for your soil, a remineralizer. You want to grow, you want to see amazing tomatoes or whatever you're growing in your straw bale or whatever. Put a little Iron Earth in it. You will be shocked. You will be shocked. Potassium and amino acid, Willard water, lithium balance, also for depression, PTSD. A lot of veterans. Again, veterans, you guys, if there's something you want and you need help, please let us know. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com. Buy from the good guys. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, your purchases, your donations. Without you, there's no us. So thank you. And you're welcome for what we do. So thank you. We need your prayers more than ever, please. I mean, this is, you can see the information that we're bringing out is becoming more and more in conflict with the force that is being brought to bear in corporate media.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see this. We need your prayers. A couple stories before we get our guest. 68% of unemployed workers in the United States are eligible for payments that are greater than their lost earnings. Wasn't that special?
I like that.
So I get more money if I don't, let me get this straight. If I don't work, mm-hmm. I sit on my keister, I don't produce nothing, you're going to give me more money than if I actually worked at my job and produced and was, you know, productive.
I think they have a
word for that.
No, over in England, 80% of the people are happy to stay home and collect the check.
Why wouldn't they be?
Why wouldn't they be?
I would be too.
Yeah, absolutely. So
great.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
When's my next check coming?
Yeah, great. Who wouldn't?
I agree.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't like that? Your story that you got, this is kind of out of St. Louis. This is interesting.
St. Louis, yeah. The House of Payne Jim prevents restraining order by St. Louis County Executive Sam Page for breaking a lockout. They broke the lockout. Page came after them, and they did a smart thing. They removed the case to federal court so they could stand up for their rights.
So basically, the city was saying, well, you broke our executive order.
That's right.
Our unconstitutional executive order. And you're going to now drag me into court against mm-hmm. the Bill of Rights, against law, against Thomas Jefferson, against our inheritance, against God. Do you understand? This is an offense to God. You want to be offended by people who are ridiculing the Bible or ridiculing God? This is just as offensive. Just as offensive. Mm-hmm. Be offended by this also. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, so they took it out of their jurisdiction. What a very smart move that was.
So they said, fine, we'll take it to federal court.
We'll take it to federal court because we can, they'll help uphold our rights in federal court. For the most part.
A little more so.
But it's out of their jurisdiction now, so they can't get railroaded.
Right.
Great move. Great, great move.
Yeah, this is very great. Very good. So that's a good strategy for people. I want to bring on our next guest before we talk about these next stories. We'll go over it with him. Joseph Meyer has become a favorite here. I love Joseph Meyer. Very good friend of mine for the people on the show. He's always been there. We appreciate him. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. He's been there. He's done that. He's seen this since the 60s, been on the market, not read about it. He's seen it, and that's important. Perspective is important. Experience is important. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me on the Power Hour. Always great to visit with you. Thank you.
Of course, of course. I got a couple stories here before we get into what you want to focus on and just kind of get your thoughts. The one says U.S. home building collapses 30% in April amid pandemic. I think that's probably kind of expected, but does it portend to something different? Construction of new homes plunged in April from the previous month. So month over month, 30% decline amid the widespread U.S. lockdowns. The collapse to just 897,000 units put the annual rate of housing starts 30% lower. How important is this?
Well, I think without a doubt, Daniel, and I'm sure you'll agree, housing for the average American has been unaffordable for a long, long time. Couple out with the deterioration we've seen in the economy, and it's literally impossible for the average American to afford a home. I don't think I could state it any clearer than that. What do you think?
I think the prices of homes are going to go way down.
Yes, they are.
Especially, you're talking about a state like California where people are leaving anyway. I told my aunt, my aunt has a very... You know, it's an expensive house, very high-dollar house, very nice on the lake, very nice. She was thinking about selling it. Well, we'll sell it later this year. Let her sell it now. Now. Sell it now for any reasonable offer you get because in...
It's going lower.
6 months?
Yeah, it's going...
It'll be half that price.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know about that. It's going to be lower. Wouldn't you say, Joseph?
I think the fall in housing is first getting started. I think we got a long way to go down until we bring housing in line with fair value. Wages, as I'm sure you'll also agree, have not kept up with prices adjusted for inflation, Daniel, since 1965.
Do you see, this is kind of another, we're getting off a tangent here, but do you see inflation coming at the supermarket? Because I do.
Well, you know, we recently had April wholesale prices up 2.6%. Was the largest increase we've seen since 1974. So we are starting to see early signs of food inflation gripping the economy. I think it's only the beginning. It's going to get a lot worse, quite frankly.
Where you
the
live,
world is awash with just too much fiat dollars, Daniel.
Where you, well, it's only in the hands of certain people. It's not in the hands of the average American. Do you, where you live at the grocery store, are the aisles a little sparse in some of the things? I mean, there's a lot of things there, but there's, it's sparse here. Certain, especially meat. The meat is definitely sparse. Obviously toilet paper, but even other things. I mean, it's just kind of sparse. It's the same way you
were shopping on Friday. Two decent looking steaks were $28. That's insanity. You can go out and eat in a restaurant cheaper than
that.
Yeah,
you can.
Whoa.
These food prices are all out of line, and it's going to get, I'm sorry to say, I believe, a hell of a lot worse.
I there's certain things, you know, I don't really pay attention to the grocery shopping that much. I do a little bit. I mean, certain things kind of catch my attention. The cheese. We buy a big block of cheese. We eat a lot of... you know, like Mexican food or what have you. So we always buy this big block of the good cheese, Tillamook cheese. And for a long time, I've kind of noticed the price of it was about $7.50 for this big block of cheese. Now, today, it is $10.
Wow.
$10. That's a 33% increase on that block of cheese. Now, I mean, I haven't seen that on other things. I'm just paying attention to certain things kind of pique me. The meat... You can find the organic ground beef at Walmart, at least where we're at, which is a blessing. That's all we buy, because I don't even know if the other stuff is even meat, the other ground beef. It was about $5.50 a pound for organic ground beef. About $5.50 a pound, maybe a little less. It stayed that way for a long time.
Good price.
Now it's almost $7. It's almost $7. I'm like, whoa.
And going up.
Well, maybe. I don't know if it's going up or not. I mean, that's where the trend is, certainly is. Another story. Jamie Dimon says coronavirus crisis is, quote, wake-up call for a more inclusive economy. Of course, Jamie Dimon is the CEO of J.P. Morgan. A more inclusive economy. What in the world does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, I think when you take a look at the job losses we've had already due to this pandemic, 42% of the job losses we've experienced will end up being permanent. I think that's a statement in itself. Secondly,
why do you say that? Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because I think the economy has changed and changed radically. We're in the very early stages of these changes due to the pandemic, Daniel.
Well, don't you think it's more than the pandemic? Don't you think it's kind of globalism dying? It's kind of the service economy. I mean, it's kind of everything. It's a mix of everything.
It's a culmination of many factors, but I think the pandemic tipped it over the edge.
Yeah, so, okay, I would kind of agree with that. Here's a quote by Jamie Dimon. It's my fervent hope that we use this crisis. Doesn't that send a shiver up your back? Let's use this crisis. We use this crisis as a catalyst to rebuild an economy that creates and sustains opportunity for dramatically more people, especially those who've been left behind for too long. The last few months have laid before the reality that even before the pandemic, far too many people were living on the edge. Oh, so only now you care about the people living on the edge?
How much money is he going to donate to us?
Oh, he's flush. Don't worry. He's cash flush. Because he's gotten all that money from those J.P. Morgan from the back door.
From the repo.
The average American and working class America has been living on the financial edge from where I've been sitting for 20 years. What else is new?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, when I hear something, it sounds like No Child Left Behind in School, and I know what that's all about. That's basically dumbing everybody down. So when I hear he wants an inclusive economy for people who've been left behind, I think, oh, you want to make us all poor. Is that what you're saying, Jamie? I mean, that's what I read into that. What do you take from it?
Well, we don't have the infrastructure in place to even begin to think on that line. we don't have the factories to put these people back to work, even if we have a job for them, which currently we don't. They've talked about rebuilding the infrastructure of America for 35 years. They've done nothing. Now that we're in so deeply in debt, where are they going to get the money from to rebuild the inner cities in America? That's the question I'd like to have them answer. Where's it going to come from?
Well, just print it up like That's everything right. else.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Print it up. It's easy. We can get it.
My my cousin, who owns a small business in North Carolina, she just texted me about the businesses are having to raise prices across the board because, one, to pay for this PPE, whatever, this personal protection equipment, and two, you know, like her, she has a salon, so they do facials, they do massage, super nice spa in North Carolina. So she... you know, they're not allowing them to, it's not like they can go to full capacity.
Right.
They can only have, you know, sparse people. They got to have time in between and all this. So just automatically they're losing, you know, they're losing business already.
A third of their business.
Yeah. Boom. How can you operate when your third of your business is just cut whacked off?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost better that you're just closed. Let's just be closed and have the government keep giving us a check. I mean, that's better. I mean, in her mind, why wouldn't it be?
I think you're absolutely right, Daniel. I think a lot of businesses are going to take a hard look at what it costs to open and do business, and they're going to decide for themselves and their family it's more profitable to stay closed for the time being. That's what I think is going to happen in a lot of cases.
My God, that is terrible, isn't it?
Well, it's not good, that's for sure.
But I mean, if that's the alternative, if they're trying, you know, and I don't blame them. I'm not faulting, but they're like, it's better financially for me to stay closed. I mean,
for a lot of people, yes. Absolutely.
That's sinful that's the environment that we've created.
It costs too much to run a business today. The fixed overhead's too great. You can't turn a profit. The fixed expenses eat up all the profit.
Let's turn to the markets a little bit. I'll definitely talk about the stock market. But let's first talk about maybe some good news. Maybe it's not good news because it says something. But gold is at a 7-year high. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm not surprised to see it, and I think we're headed a lot higher. I think silver's getting ready to break out. I got two targets I'd like to share with your listening audience. I think first we get over 18 and we go to 21. And then it looks to me like we got clear sailing all the way to $28 an ounce, Daniel.
Do you have a time frame in your mind, or do you just kind of see the trend going that? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think we'll definitely see it by the end of the year, although I do believe it will not take that long. I think for gold, the key is we get over 1,800, we go to 1,920, and then we go to around 2,450 to 2,500 an ounce in gold.
What's the all-time high? It's about 1930, yeah, okay. 1930 is all-time high.
All-time high in silver, $49.45.
So silver is way undervalued in relation to gold.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, I'm listening to you. I'm not trying to give financial advice, but for me personally, I'm listening to you, and I think I need more silver in my life.
I was thinking
Good
Mike.
Idea.
I was thinking about calling Mike.
He said, good idea. Joseph said, good idea.
Thank you, Joseph.
Mike over at River City Coins here in Cape. I know most of you don't live in Missouri. A lot of you do. You can call Mike. I trust Mike to give you a straight-up answer, which a lot of these people, I don't. And you may not be able to buy or sell from Mike or whatever, or he'll ship to you. I mean, I would trust shipping to Mike before I would buying a lot of these people.
Me too.
But that's why I give you Mike's number, 573-334-1108. 573 334-1108 and just ask him some questions. Now, one thing we're seeing in the market, Joseph, last time I went to Mike's, you know, the spot price, quote unquote spot price, Wall Street BS price was in the $15 range for silver. But if you wanted to buy a 2020 American Eagle silver coin, 1 ounce coin, it was going to cost you upwards of $25.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing this pretty much across the board. Explain this. How is this significant?
Well, there's no physical merchandise available for purchase. All the physical is found at home in very strong hands. And as I've said many times over the years, I don't expect it to come back to the marketplace anytime soon. You had to buy your gold and silver when there was plenty of inventory, Daniel. There's still gold and silver available, but not in the quantities you'd like to be led to believe, that's for sure.
How tight is that supply, do you think? I mean, like, if you're on 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, it's everywhere, 10 being, oh, you panic, you better grab one today. Where, if you can
find it, 7 or 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a situation where America kind of, for whatever reason, our normalcy bias or whatever, or hypnotized by the TV, I don't know which it is, we seem to be slow reactors. We're reactors instead of proactive. We react instead of act. Is there a point, is there some in the future where America snaps and says, oh, wait a minute, I need to do something here as far as silver?
Well, I think we're going to reach the point sooner than later where we're going to get a reflection of what we've been told that we now find out, ironically, was not true. You know, I've said many times over the last couple of years, and I talked to an awful lot of people because I write a newsletter that goes internationally, and I get a gauge on their attitude and their thinking. And I basically came across three different kind of attitudes. Either they're very angry, they're very indifferent, or they're very apathetic. But I think we're starting to see more anger building now than ever before, as people realize there's a disconnect between what the stock market's doing and what the average American is facing. I think that's the news story no one wants to hear, but it's a major story, Daniel.
I mean, this is unprecedented times, and it's kind of weird for me to be here and try to, you know, people listen to the show and they make decisions about their life. I don't like to give financial information. I just like to give information and have people, you know, make decisions based on hopefully truthful information. If you're sitting at home, what is the most important thing that you would want them to know right now to base their future on or base these decisions on?
Well, there's no doubt we're in uncertain times and uncharted waters. Where we go from here, who really knows? But I think when you take a look at the prior economic downturns we've experienced since the end of World War II, no doubt in my mind, this is going to go down in history as one of the worst, no doubt about it. I'll say it one more time, and I'll never mention it again. If you don't have a plan, quite honestly and specifically, you're not going to survive this. And I've said it, as you know, repeatedly in shows, and I believe it now more than ever.
Only got Money Analysis, your newsletter. When you buy the newsletter, you have access to Joseph. You can call and ask him questions. How valuable is that? Go ahead.
I think you got to focus on three things: maintaining good health, taking care of your family, and protecting your finances. I don't think I could say it any straighter. The newsletter, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Go to the website. Got a full free sample newsletter on the website you can download and read. If you have any questions, you can always call and speak to me personally and directly. My number, 386-677-8642, Daniel.
386-677-8642. I got it now. 386-677-8642. Well, I'm writing it down at the same time because I know my audience, you know, they got to write it down too. So I kind of, I go through it with them so I can say it slow enough. Or you say it slow enough.
Good idea.
Stock market. It just had a big rally, I guess, on this idea that they, maybe they're coming up with a vaccine. How in the world do we have a rising stock market right now?
Well, I think people are very optimistic that the worst of this crisis is behind us. I disagree. I humbly believe the worst of this crisis is still in front of us.
In what way? Financially or medically or both or what? What do you mean, financially?
I think financially, socially, economically, and I think health-wise, the worst of times are not over. We're going to see some problems as we get into the second half of the year, Daniel. This is far from over.
We got about a minute, probably less than a minute. Last thing that you want to say to the audience.
I think we got to focus on what we can do and not what we're unable to. And I think we've got to look out for one another. Believe in ourselves, believe in the mighty Lord to see us all through this. I think we're going to need divine intervention to get through this. I truly believe it.
Wow, it's very good to be with you, my friend. Thank you so much, Joseph. I mean this. I really appreciate your information and your experience. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, 386-677-8642. Cryptocurrencies, is that part of the future here?
Absolutely. It's a mainstay of where we're headed. Inevitably, you got on.
God bless you, Joseph. Thank you so much. Stay there, Joseph. We'll be right back with Cass Ingram.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.